Now then, boys and girls, last week we saw how the Apostle Paul spent his last days in prison. And even though he was in prison, he was never going to come out of that imprisonment. Still, he was faithful unto Jesus Christ, his Lord, right to the very end of his days. One of the great things that Paul did, you remember, while he was in prison, and he was in prison three times, you recall, but one of the great things that he did was he wrote letters. He wrote what we call epistles in the Word of God. And over the past number of weeks, we've seen some of the people that visited Paul while he was in prison, and also some of those great letters that he wrote to the churches of Christ while he was a prisoner for Jesus Christ the Lord. Now, of course, those epistles have become part of the Word of God, but it wasn't only the Apostle Paul that wrote the letters, the epistles that are in our Bibles. And this morning, then, I want to tell you about another servant of the Lord who wrote two great letters, two great epistles that we can still read and learn from in the pages of the Bible. Now, his name is very well known. He was the Apostle Peter. And Peter, of course, lived in the earth in the days when Christ was in the world, when Christ had come into the world to save men and women from their sins. And one of the great things about Peter's epistles is this, that as you read the two letters that Peter wrote, you can see different times when he's remembering what it was like when Jesus was in the world and when he was in the world with our Lord Jesus Christ. There are great truths, of course. There are great statements. There are great promises. There are great commandments in the epistles to Peter. But as I say, you can also see where Peter is remembering back to what it was like when Jesus was in the world and when he was in the world with our Lord Jesus Christ. Now, for example, in his second letter, he's telling the people there that as long as he lives, he's going to be faithful in stirring them up. That means in making them to be diligent in the things of the Lord. And he says, the reason I'm going to do that right to the end of my days is because our Lord Jesus Christ has told me how I am going to die. The words that he uses is this. He says, the Lord has showed me how I'm going to put off my tabernacle. Now, tabernacle is a tent. And the Bible sometimes speaks about our body being like a tent. You see, we, the person that we really are, boys and girls, we just live in this body. And this body, of course, is just like a tent that's one day going to be folded up and put in the grave. And so Peter says, the Lord has told me how I'm going to put off this tent. He simply means how I'm going to die. And there he's thinking back to that time after Jesus rose from the dead. Now you remember many, many months ago, we saw how Peter denied the Lord Jesus Christ. And then after the resurrection of Christ, Christ appeared to the disciples by the Sea of Galilee. And there was a fire of coals, you remember, and they sat at that fire of coals. And our Lord Jesus Christ begun to bring Peter back. Do you love me, he says, more than these? And you remember how he said those words? And Peter said, yes, Lord, you know that I love you. And then towards the end of that, our Lord Jesus Christ said, now, Peter, when you were young, you went wherever you wanted. But when you're old, people are going to take you, and they're going to take you in the way that you wouldn't want to go. And the Bible says our Lord spoke this, signifying, telling Peter what kind of death he was going to die. And what the Lord meant, in fact, it would seem, is this, that Peter was going to be taken and he was going to be crucified. Peter was crucified, it seems, as well, because he was a follower of Jesus Christ. And Peter then says to those people, as long as I'm alive, as long as I'm in my tent, you see, I'm going to stir you up, he said. I'm going to be diligent because the Lord has told me how I'm going to put off my tent, how I'm going to die. There's another time that Peter writes, and he tells the people there, he says, now, this gospel that we preach to you, it's not something that we made up out of our own hearts and out of our own minds. It said, but we saw our Lord Jesus Christ in all his glory and in all his majesty when we were with him in the holy mountain. Now again, if you think back to when we went through the gospels, remember when our Lord Jesus Christ with Peter and James and John went up into a mountain, and Christ was transfigured before them. You remember how his face and his clothing began to glow. And of course, the great word that came from God to those disciples was this: "This is my beloved Son," he says, "in whom I am well pleased. Hear ye him." Hear the things that he is going to say to you. And of course, it was those things that Christ said to the apostles, to the disciples, that was going to be the gospel. So he says, look, the things that we are saying to you, they're not things that we made up. They're things that we heard from God about Jesus Christ, his Son. And then you read wee words like this. He says to the people he's writing, do this all the time, he said, watch and pray. Be ever watchful, be ever praying. And again, if you think back to the Gospels, you remember when Jesus went into the Garden of Gethsemane and he said to Peter and James and John and the other disciples, he said, now I'm going on a bit further to pray. You watch and pray. And he came back and he found them asleep. And he said, could you not watch with me even for 1 hour? And he went away again and he came back and he found them asleep. And he went away again and he came back and he found them asleep. You see, Jesus said to them, watch and pray. And now Peter says how important it is that we watch and pray. And then another time, he's speaking about the last days of this world when Jesus is going to come back to the world. And he says that day is going to come like a thief in the night. It's going to come suddenly when people aren't expecting it. And of course, Peter had sat at the feet of Jesus when Jesus had told that great parable, that earthly story with a heavenly meaning about the day when he would come back again. And he said, that day is going to be like a thief in the night. And Peter, you see, remembers what Jesus said and simply repeats what Jesus said. As you read through those letters, then you can see those times when he is remembering what it was like to be with Jesus. But above all things, perhaps, boys and girls, he remembers also what Jesus himself was like. And here are some words that he says about our Lord Jesus Christ. And he had lived with Christ, you remember, for those years when Jesus was amongst them. He says this. He says he did no sin. Now think of that. For all of those years that Peter lived with our Lord Jesus Christ, and he's saying, in fact, he never ever sinned. Never once. You live with your parents, boys and girls. They sin. Your parents know you. You sin. The Bible says all have sinned. But Peter says, Jesus, he did no sin. He never sinned. He says neither was guile found in his mouth. He wasn't deceitful. He didn't tell things in a fashion to make people believe the opposite. There was no guile in his mouth. He says when he was reviled, when he was spoken against, he spoke not again against the person. When he suffered, he didn't threaten people. He just committed himself to his God in heaven above. And so Peter remembers in his epistle all of those things, or many of those things that Jesus did and Jesus said, but he remembers what Jesus was like. And when we read the Bible, although we haven't seen Jesus, boys and girls, in the Bible, we too can see something of what our Lord Jesus Christ is like. And when we see that and see him as our Savior, then we too are helped to be faithful in everything.